AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. With tensions rising with Russia over Ukraine, the White House is accusing Russia of being responsible for recent cyber attacks targeting Ukraine's defense ministry and major banks.
We have assessed that Russia was responsible for the distributed denial of service attacks that occurred earlier this week.
Ann Neuberger, the White House chief cyber official, says more Russia cyber attacks are likely, possibly targeting the U.S. A federal judge rejected efforts by former President Donald Trump to toss out conspiracy lawsuits filed by lawmakers and two Capitol Police officers, saying the former president's words plausibly may have led to last year's Capitol riot. The National Archive says former President Trump took classified items with him after leaving office to his Mar-a-Lago home. The interim police chief in Ottawa, Steve Bell, says at least 70 people were arrested, mostly on mischief charges, as police cleared out virus restriction protesters in the Canadian capital.
We have no injuries from the protester. We have one injury to one of the members of the police team. It was a minor injury that has been treated.
The capital and its paralyzed streets represented the movement's last stronghold after weeks of demonstrations and blockades in Canada. Dante Wright's mother says former officer Kim Potter killed her son, and she's getting 2 years in prison.
Today, the justice system murdered him all over again.
The white officer tearfully spoke to Wright's family in court in Minnesota.
I am so sorry that I brought the death of your son, father, brother, uncle, grandson, nephew.
Potter confused using her handgun for her taser during a traffic stop. Wright's family accused the judge of giving more consideration to the white officer than the black victim. Because of the player lockout, Major League Baseball canceled the first week of spring training games through March 4th. Stocks finished lower, the Dow down 232 points. This is AP News. An American wins gold in Beijing, but not for the U.S.
San Francisco native and Team China's Eileen Gu wins the gold medal in the women's freeski halfpipe. The 18-year-old Gu posted a 92.25 on her second run to become the first action sports athlete to garner three medals at the same Olympics, having also won gold in the freeski big air and silver in the freeski slopestyle.
In terms of extreme sports, yeah, it's a huge honor to be able to be the first freeskier to podium in three events as a woman, and also it makes me very hopeful about what the next generation will be able to accomplish.
A pair of Canadians rounded out the podium behind Gu. The men's freeski halfpipe final takes place Saturday morning in Beijing. Four of the 12 finalists represent Team USA. I'm Denny Kapp.
U.S. pair skater Timothy LeDuc became the country's first openly non-binary Winter Olympian when they took the ice. LeDuc and pair's partner Ashley Gain Gribble placed seventh in their Olympic debut. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.